This is Ted Kennedy. If George Bush gets his way, trickle-down economics will be riding high for 4 more years. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, to put it mildly, Vice President Bush hasn't been campaigning on the issues. But one place where he did slip up and show his true colors is his call for a capital gains tax cut for the rich. It's pure trickle-down economics, Al. The preposterous notion that tax breaks for the wealthy stimulate the economy, the trickle-down to the rest of the people. In case anyone missed his point, Al, Vice President Bush also trotted out a program for everyone else, a tax break worth $20 a year for middle-income citizens. It's Reaganomics at its worst, Al. Plums for the rich and crumbs for the rest. $20,000 tax breaks for the wealthy, $20 tax breaks for everyone else. No wonder they don't let the Vice President loose on real issues, Al. With ideas like that, he'll lose the election.
Oh, no, Ted. It's ideas like that one that will really win it. The people ain't dumb about plums and crumbs. And once you get beyond your basic liberal economics, even you can see that George Bush's proposal will only stimulate the solid economic growth of the Reagan years. History shows us that reduced tax rates on capital gains provide increased revenues to the federal treasury. High capital gains taxes slow investment and dry up venture capital. One study confirms that a capital gains tax rate of 15% would generate tax revenues of over $8 billion in just 1 year. In the second year of the program, we could realize $11 billion in revenues. It's good for business. It generates growth. Even the strongest supporters of tax reform felt that the capital gains tax increase was a mistake. A strong economy demands having incentives to invest. We need capitalists to put up their capital. That means jobs. You there, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats' dismissal of American agriculture. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.